All right, 7:40 on a Monday. This is the time every week that we focus in on something that is unique to Michigan. And I think the Earth Fair really is that. It's something that St. Clair County has put on for a number of years, and it was interrupted the last couple of years because of the pandemic, but it's back. And joining us right now, the director of the Pine River Nature Center and the event chair for Earth Fair 2022, Sarah Nelson. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I felt like this was really on a trajectory, you know, leading up to 2020, where every year it just seemed to be getting a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger, and then all of a sudden, boom, you couldn't do it for a couple of years. That had to be so disappointing.
Yes, it was very disappointing. Well, but we're lucky this year just because we are celebrating 20 years. So we hit that milestone. We're back, and we hope that, you know, Earth Fair would be bigger than what we saw in 2019.
Earth Fair always sort of coincides with, you know, or at least a near Earth Day, which was last Friday. This is a two-day event out at the St. Clair County Goodells Park. Tell us really what Earth Fair is.
Well, Earth Fair is a way for, you know, people within our county and our surrounding counties to kind of focus on how they can become better environmental stewards. We bring in these phenomenal, you know, local businesses. There's agencies, there's nonprofits, and all of those vendors have an environmental message. And so, you know, our visitors can come and really just learn how they can become better environmental stewards and then apply that to their everyday lives, whether it's, you know, something simple as native plants and gardening, or whether it's, you know, a cleaning product that's better for the environment and maybe does a better job too.
It's such a great idea, Sarah, because I think all of us want to do something to help the environment, to help the earth, but it can be overwhelming sometimes. We don't know where to start or what we can do.
Yes, I completely agree. It can be very overwhelming, but Earth Fair offers a place to really to start that process. And whether you take away, you know, one small tidbit of knowledge and can apply that, or whether it's many ideas. But I think this will kind of open the gate and bring to light some ideas that people can take away and use.
What are some of the highlights this year? What are people going to see when they go out to Earth Fair on Friday and Saturday?
Well, Friday you will see almost 950 students that are in grades third through fifth. So on Friday is our student day, but people in the community are more than welcome to come and join. So all those students will be, you know, visiting all of those vendors. They will be receiving an earth talk and a free tree from the Blue Water Conservation District. And so, you know, that's our Fridays for our school kids. But on Saturday, yes, anyone, our hours are 10 until 4. Anyone from the local communities can come out and see a wonderful Howell Nature Center is going to put on a wonderful program at 11 and at 1. We have our Green Guardians, which are our superheroes, who have done some type of environmental message and some, you know, have done some great things for the county. They will be highlighted during that Green Guardian talk at noon, the ceremony. And we have this year something that is new. We have Huron Clinton Metro Park coming on out with their mobile learning center. So they are going to be discussing some Michigan mammals and some reptiles that live in our area. So that's something fun and new too.
There are a lot of Earth Day themed events around Michigan. I'm not sure anybody does anything quite like Earth Fair though. This is really a big deal.
It is. We are kind of, you know, just that gemstone that is within our area. I mean, there are some other Earth Day celebrations, but we are one of the largest, and I would say one of the most unique.
Absolutely. It is open to the public. Do people need to get tickets or reservations or anything like that?
Nope. Our hours are open Friday from 9 until 4. 10 on Saturday, starts at 10 to 4 on Saturday. Nope. It's at the Goodells County Park, and they can access the entrance off of Lapeer Road is probably the best route to get into the Goodells County Park. And you come on in, the admission is free. The hands-on activities are free. So it's really open to everyone. And just thanks to our sponsors, that's admission and parking is free.
I think, you know, having all the kids out on Friday is a great idea, because then they can go home and say, hey, Mom, Dad, went to this great thing today. Mm-hmm. Let's go tomorrow. And then they can bring their parents the next day.
Exactly. Bring their parents and their siblings that didn't get a chance to come. It is phenomenal. And, you know, it's set up in such a way that they come and they're there for a few hours, you know, head back to school. But they just get this little snapshot of, you know, what these vendors and these local businesses have to offer. And then they can go out and visit them as well.
If people have questions or need to know more, you've got a website for Earth Fair, don't you?
Yes, yeah, so the phenomenal website has everything that you need there. It's earthdayfair.com. And also on Friday and Saturday, we have the Blue Water Area Transit buses that will be running. So there's three different pickup locations. There's the Downtown Depot, there's Vinkier and Wadhams, and then there's the Maritime Center, too. So you can actually catch that Blue Water Area Transit bus. Great for the environment, right? Save on gas. And come on out to Earth Fair. And that schedule for Friday is on the website, and then Saturday it runs pretty much continuously all day.
Fantastic. Great way to get there. Welcome back to Earth Fair. Mm-hmm. So nice to have this event back, Sarah. Thanks for telling us about it. We appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me and the opportunity. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.